Alan, disappointing end to the season?
No, we've won the Setanta Cup, and that's a positive end to the season. We've lost a game of football. I'm not going to have a disappointing end of the season. Sorry, one game to reflect a season. This club was on its knees. It was in an examinership process. There was a grave danger of the club going to the wall and not surviving. We have survived, and for us to take it for a European deciding game on the last day of the season is a great reflection of the qualities of the players, notwithstanding the fact that we've had 10 points deducted from us. So, you know, circumstances beyond our control dictated that we didn't get a European spot, but what was within our control was the winning of the Setanta Cup. We've already achieved that, so no, it's not a disappointing end to the season. It's disappointing that we've lost the game, but as an end to the season, when we look back at it, we've won a senior trophy.
There's been so many barriers this season, Alan, that you've had to come over and stumbling through them. You mentioned the 10 points, the examinership process. We've won a Setanta Cup. When you look back on the course of the season, will you, given everything that's, I suppose, that's happened off the field, has it been a success?
It's always a success when you win senior trophies. And at the start of the season, if we said we would win a senior trophy, most people probably would have said, yeah, that's okay. But the manner in which we had to win that trophy, and then the manner in which we had to push on for basically half of the season is a great credit to the players. Our leading goal scorer is still the leading goal scorer in the league, and he left the club in July, August, I think, right? That's a reflection of the hits that we've taken. You look at the way this evening we have players lined out, probably shouldn't have played. We had a number of players who were injured, we had players who were sick, who were on the bench, who couldn't participate fully in the game. But everybody put their shoulder to the wheel when it was required, even to the extent that guys who, as I say, shouldn't have played, made sure that they made a contribution. So, to start of this year, objective was that we would win, compete for everything, and make sure that we achieve something by winning a trophy. We've already done that, and to do it in the circumstances that we have, I think it's a really, really great testament to the players here, and supporters here, and the way people rallied behind us. And hopefully, as I said, we'll have better days going forward. The club is in a stable position, that we don't get into the situation that happened this year, and that we can push onwards and upwards from this now.
You mentioned the players there, and they've really rallied together throughout the whole season. Coming into this game, it's still something to fight for. You must be very proud of them over the course of the season.
Yeah, you often hear people throwing out, kind of throwaway comments. Yeah, the players, you know, I was proud of them, and you know, there's no sincerity in it. Someone threw a comment at me coming off the pitch when we played Cove. They said to me, I hope you're proud of yourself. And I saw who made that comment to me, and I felt that they should have known better. I kept my counsel to myself. But I'm certainly proud of the players now, and I'm proud of what we've achieved as a club. And I think that you can look at things, and you can look at, you know, characters of people, and you look at them as players, but you look at them as men. And as men here, they're terrific ambassadors for this football club. And they should be proud of their achievements this season and the way they've conducted themselves. You don't have to look too far to see how clubs conduct themselves in the current examinership. You don't have to look too far to see where clubs ended up who were in the examinership process before us. We've, I think, done an excellent, excellent job this season in very difficult circumstances to maintain the club afloat, to push the club forward, to win a senior trophy, and to take it to the last game of the season. It's disappointing that we didn't get the required points to get Europe, but I don't think any team can give anybody a 10-point handicap and still expect to be successful.
14 year players are now out of contract, Alan. How do you feel about that?
It's not ideal, but it's something that we're working to try and rectify. For sure, we want to retain bulk of the squad. We want to retain our top players. We've got some really, really good players here. A number of them have options, which we hope that we can persuade them to pass on. But this is their livelihood, and they've not to look after themselves as best they can. Everybody is aware that we're in a changing economic environment, and that, you know, that's been very much taken into consideration by all concerned. So, you know, we are in discussions with players. We have made offers to players. Hopefully we'll be in a position to nail them down very, very quickly, and we can go off and have a proper rest, but more importantly, that we can start building properly for the future.
And a statement this evening saying that you've agreed a new two-year deal as well.
Well, I've repeated myself that I've already said this. I don't know what statement was issued, but be very clear with this. I came to the club this year, on a three-year contract. I've renegotiated to commit myself further for the 3 years, or for the remaining 2 years of my contract. I'm happy to do that. I've made it very clear that I want to stay here and make sure that I see this job through. I've got 2 years left on my contract. I've agreed with Tom that items that were in my original contract that I'm prepared to forego and concede on, and you know, ensure that we can all push forward, and that's what I've done. So yeah, I'm here for the next two seasons, and I hope that we can marry that with additional players coming in as well.
A lot of rebuilding work to do now and to start from, I presume, the, now from next week onwards. Are you confident that City will see glory again? I mean, it's, like I'm you said, finishing fourth this year and the Atlantic Cup.
I'm just looking at trying to make sure that we have our players that we want re-signed and back at the club again. We've won Dan Murray's lifted the senior trophy again this year. I hope that he'll do the same for us again next season. We need to make sure that we have the right players and the infrastructure around to make that happen.